voice tends to think too much about something we cannot change or control. And sometimes some of us think about our past mistake, or second guess our decision, or even imagine bad things happening. At a point in my life, I was like that. I overthink everything. Even any little comment made about me, I'll literally spend hours thinking about it and imagining bad things happening to me. It led me to getting kind of depressed, and this is called overthinking. Cheerful people, this is Hade. I am a student and I make research on self-help and improvement topics and share what I have learned. This is Weekend Cheer Home. On today's episode, I'll be sharing what I have learned about overthinking. Before I proceed, I want to use this medium to say thank you to all listeners and also to welcome our new listeners. I also appreciate those that answers questions, and also I want to say thank you for listening. Now, on today's topic, overthinking. I'll be explaining what overthinking is, causes of overthinking, signs that you are overthinking, effects of overthinking, and how to reduce or stop overthinking. So what is overthinking? To overthink simply means to think too much about something. So when you think about something too much, you are overthinking. It's as simple as that. So what causes overthinking? According to opcare.com, overthinking is caused by various reasons, such as fear, trauma, perfectionism, that is wanting everything to always be perfect. Overthinking can also be symptoms to some mental health conditions such as anxiety, depression, social anxiety, and many more. So what are the signs that you are overthinking? From EasternMethodist.org, these are the signs that you might be overthinking. The first one is dwelling on past events. Many of us might have had a mistake or two in the past and we keep thinking about it. Thinking and dwelling on the past event does not do any good. Rather, it hinders one from growing. The next sign that you are overthinking is replaying your mistakes. This will hinder you from so many things. It can lead to anxiety, low self-esteem, and so on. Another sign that you might be overthinking is fixating on things that you cannot control. Let's be honest, guys. There are some things that we just cannot control. And fixating on these things will only cause you to lose time, energy, and many other things. There are so many other signs of overthinking, but I'll be talking about just the story today. So now, what are the effects of overthinking? Overthinking can be very threatening to our mental health and physical health. So according to healthshots.com, overthinking can give rise to the following. The first one is high blood pressure. Second one is sleep problems, that is insomnia, lack of appetite, mental illness such as stress, anxiety, depression. It can also affect your digestive system. Overthinking is capable of weakening your immune system. So how can we stop or reduce overthinking? According to healthshots.com, here are some tips that can help you reduce overthinking if you practice them regularly. Number one, distract yourself. And you can do this by doing something you like or enjoy in order to stay away from those thoughts. Number two is to listen to music. Music should not be underrated. Music can actually be of great help if you overthink. Positive and comforting music, of course, because there are a lot of depressing and saddening music out there. So you just want to look for positive and comforting music. Number three is sharing your worries. You can talk to someone you trust about your worries. Could be a friend, your mom, dad, siblings, literally anyone you think you are free with. The next one is let go of the past and stay in the present. Rather than dwelling on your past mistake, you can actually stay more focused on the present and don't let your past deprive you on what the present has for you. All right, that is that for overthinking today. I hope you learned a thing or two. If you overthink, I hope you get better. And if you know someone who overthinks, please do not hesitate to share this with them. Please like, share, and comment. Love you and have a nice weekend. If you want to talk to me or you want me to talk about something, I will link my Instagram account in the episode description. Love you. Bye. See you next week.